There's a crisis in cosmology with respect to the collision with evolution, such that if quantum mechanics is true, evolution can't be true.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you're aware of it.
I've heard you say this before. It's really stupid.
Well, it's actually according to the blinking universe theory. I'm not sure if you know about it.
Nope, I don't know anything about that.
It's a scientific theory. It's an interpretation of quantum mechanics. It says that the universe is created right now with a seamless appearance of age.
Cool.
Now, here's how it works. Space-time is granular. And because when we're modeling space-time within the Schrodinger field equation, all moments are non-local, meaning they're all simultaneous in a superposition state, and that only the observer has a specific designation present tense. So in that particular instance, the observer is structurally invariant present tense, and from that, everything else around it is relative. Now, you could disagree with this. You would just be wrong. But the quantum mechanics says Erwin Schrodinger, says Heisenberg, says Alfred North Whitehead, says all of it, is that the universe is absolutely, absolutely observer dependent. Now,
that's interesting because when I type this into the internet, it says you're wrong.
Look this up. Excuse me. Look up Martin Rees.
Nah.
Look up Martin Rees.
Are all moments non-local when describing quantum mechanics according to Schrodinger? Not exactly. It depends on what you mean by moments.
That's not my statement. That wasn't my statement.
That's
no, it's not my statement. That's not my statement. I said before observation. So you distorted my argument to make me look dumb, and I caught you. So now you look dumb.
Well, we'll see who looks dumb. Let's rewind the tape.
So ask if moments are non-local outside observation.
Let's rewind the tape.
Ask if moments are non-local outside observation.
Hey, Tubby, shut up. We're going to rewind the tape, and then you can talk.
Fatty, I'm talking to you.
I know you are, but what am I? That's the best you can do, Tubby?
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh, you did it again.
You do it. I know you are, but what am I?
Okay. You can come back, but we're not going to be able to listen to the replay if you're sitting there yapping.
Now, here's how it works. Space-time is granular. And because when we're modeling space-time within the Schrodinger field equation,
when we're modeling space-time according to Schrodinger, all
moments are non-local.
All moments are non-local.
Meaning they're all simultaneous in a superposition state, and that only the observer has a specific designation present tense.
Okay, so you didn't say before observation. Afterwards, you said only the observer has whatever. So, it is your fault that you don't know how to clearly articulate.
Dude, you just lost.
Hey, how's it feel to lose? Oh, you lost.
Show that I said.
Oh, exactly. You lost. How's it feel to lose?
You lost.
Oh, you lost.
You lost.
You lost.
You lost on your own show.
It's definitely not what happened.
You lost on your own show.
I can prove
you lost on your own show.
Deathless,
it turns out it
quiet,
was exactly
please.
What I said, and you fucking did what I said you did, didn't it?
No, that's not what happened. So I have an argument that I need you to. Can you rebut this? You'd think a guy that has a gym bro PFP wouldn't be a chain smoker, but
you're making me famous. Just making me famous.
Yeah, you're famous like Snooki. You're famous like Snooki is famous.
Are you ready?
You're famous like two cups. You're famous like two cups.
He's gonna mute me.
Oh man, I can't talk.
Sensitive.
You're famous like two girls, one cup is famous.
He's sensitive. He's gonna mute me now. No, he's gonna
debunk the argument.
He's gonna mute me. You're ready.
Deathless, read the argument that you see on the screen.
Universe is you. Conjunct universal quantifier P. So universal quantifier P, which is U, P is the premise, is bivalent in the necessary of universal quantifier W by universal quantifier X. Therefore, existent. That's exactly what that is. Because the A upside down is a universal quantifier W with the variable being the W. For every W, there is an A, which is that for every X, there is an A. That's what that is. So yeah, we got that. So existent X to W.
You got it almost 50% correct. Yeah.
Yeah. No. So that necessarily depends. That necessarily depends on X. Excuse me. Depends. XU.
I didn't ask what you're wearing. I asked you to read the argument.
Not my fault. Look, it's not even coherent. That's not a coherent formula.
No, it is. It's totally coherent. Necessarily the unique object U such that U is universe and for every property P.
So first of all, here's why
applies to U.
Let me explain.
If and only if necessarily for every possible world W and for every object X, if in X, then W, then X depends on U in W. And for every fundamental relation R, if R is fundamental, then necessarily R holds a U. Get fucking wrecked. How's it feel to lose?
You have none of the axioms.
Yeah, how does it feel to lose?
Conditions are undecidable.
Yeah, how does it feel to lose?
You'd be better than this, Fatty.
How does it feel to lose?
Fatty, I thought you'd be better at this.
Says the guy that can't. Says the guy that can't even read.
I thought you'd be better at this.
Says the guy that can't even read the argument.
And the chunky monkey. I thought you'd be better at this.
Go ahead and read the argument for us.
Sure. Necessary IU undefined. Universe is U. So necessity of IU undefined. We don't know what the I is.
No, literally, what's the I? That's literally not how you read it.
What's the I?
I'll do it again since you're having trouble tracking.
What's the
can
I?
Can you be quiet?
What's the I?
Sit, doggy. Sit, doggy.
The I.
Sit, doggy. I'm going to read the entire... I'm reading the entire thing.
Yeah, you don't know.
Sit, doggy.
You don't know, sucker. You lost.
I'm trying to tell you what it is, and you won't shut up. And he left. Okay. Well, there we go. That's Deathless Light. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, why...
Oh, it's
why
you.
Is creation even false? And that wasn't even a formula. That was so invalid. That was so bad. Oh, my
no,
God.
No, it's not. It is valid. Everything follows.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Show us it. What was it even trying to conclude?
So you don't even know what it says, and you're claiming that it's false.
I know okay, that the great. First one doesn't follow. That's not modal logic.
No, actually, no. Yes, it does. This follows the inference rule for S5 modal logic. What kind of actual basic bitch are you?
Wait, so if the universe is possibly...
I'll just tell you. The formalization is naturally interpreted over the S5 Kripke frame whose accessibility relation is reflexive, symmetric, and transitive, therefore collapsing into an equivalence relation under universal accessibility. Consequently, the necessity operator ranges invariantly over the entire modal domain, ensuring that the rigidly designated universe denoting term introduced by the description operator retains transworld identity independently of world indexed qualitative variation. So what part of that do you have a problem with? Go ahead.
Okay. So let me explain the blunder. You're not understanding. You know nothing.
Yeah,
about
no, go ahead. Address anything that I just said.
So box would just mean it's necessary that, right?
Yeah. Go ahead and address what
so
I just said.
That means that it must
said.
Be true in all possible worlds, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Did you miss the part where I said, consequently, the necessity operator ranges invariantly over the entire modal domain? Or did you just forget? Are you just having trouble tracking?
I'm reading it out. So U is just the universe?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, and P is just what? A property that's undefined?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I'm not going to tell you what the formulation is.
A fundamental law that's undefined?
Yeah, I can like, tell you. I can tell you once again. This is how you read
it. You haven't defined pure R.
Yeah, I can
R.
tell you from beginning to end exactly how to read it. Necessarily, the unique object
I don't
use
care. Define
such that U is a universe, and for every property P, P applies to U if and only if necessarily for every possible world W, and for every object X, if X exists in W, then X depends on U in W, and for every fundamental relation R, if R is fundamental, then necessarily R holds a U. What's the P and not P? Go ahead.
Oh, so if R is fundamental, then it's necessary, right?
Yeah, what's the P and not P?
Are you saying that R applies to the universe?
Yeah, obviously. What's the P and not P?
So if something is a fundamental law, then that law must necessarily apply to the universe, yes or no?
Yeah, what's the P and not P?
Oh, okay. What are you saying? What is the P and not P?
Yeah, point out the contradiction.
Okay, so I guess it would be the universe necessarily exists, line one, right?
Yeah, I already gave it out. So what's the P and not P?
Universe is the ground of all being. Everything that exists depends on the universe. That's line two.
Close enough.
Okay. Three, all fundamental laws necessarily apply to the universe. That's for now.
Mm-hmm. This is,
so
yep,
you're saying
this
the universe
is a necessary
is fundamental,
universe.
Necessary reality that grounds everything else, right?
The universe is necessary. This proves it. What's the P and not
yeah,
P?
Yeah. So the first line is box U in standard model logic. The box operator requires a proposition, a complete statement that can't be true or false. You can't say it is necessary that you You have to say it is necessary that you exist.
Yeah, maybe you missed the part where I said the necessity operator ranges invariantly over the entire modal domain, buddy. This has already been explained to you. Because the uniqueness claim is elevated under unrestricted accessibility, the theorem exploits the characteristic S5 reduction of iterated modalities. Specifically, the collapse of possibility necessarily phi collapses into necessary phi, and necessarily possible phi collapses into possibly phi. Thereby precluding any merely contingent instantiation of the maximal grounding structure. This is day one.
Let me get
stuff.
My charger. Hold on.
Oh, for God's charger. Sake, I don't care.
Yeah. How are you doing? Until I heard your last statement, I was going to comment that you start off with almost every guest by insulting them or demeaning them or using an insult. And I'm not saying the last guest didn't return the exact same and go overboard. He did. But the fact of the matter is, when you're trying to have a conversation or debate, and yet you speak in absolutisms and you demean or you criticize or insult every guest that comes up, 100%
do not do what you just said.
Then this conversation is over, because that's absolutely what you do. The first thing you said to the second...
To be clear, what you said is every time I talk to somebody, I start off either insulting or criticizing them. Nope, not at all.
Yes, you do. The last two guests, one you called him, the first thing you said to him was he was stupid. Nope. And the second guest, yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I think you need to go back and watch your stuff. Yeah, the first thing you said to the other guest was he's stupid.
No.
It's true. I've been watching you for some.
Okay, let's rewind the tape. Was the first thing I said to Deathless Light that he is stupid?
If the universe is possibly.
Yeah. Nope, that was Mr. Non-Local.
Meaning they're all simultaneous in a. So, excuse me. Look up.
Really stupid.
Mechanics is true. Evolution.
Not meet smart people.
Crisis in cosmology. So there's a crisis in cosmology with respect to the collision with evolution, such that if quantum mechanics is true, evolution can't be true.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you're aware of it.
I've heard you say this before. It's really stupid.
Yes, bingo.
He makes a stupid argument. I didn't call him stupid.
Oh my god. Yeah, you did.
Oh, you're false god.
You know your intention, and it broke down the conversation because. You choose to be very insulting by nature. My point is this.
Deathless Light is a bad faith rage bait troll.
Evolution
for attention.
Is a theory. Evolution is a theory.
Yes, it's been proven.
Big Bang. No, evolution has not been proven.
Yes, it has. That's evolution, all that science does is prove things.
Adaptation and modification.
So it's been proven.
Have
Thank
been
you.
Proven.
What do you want to talk
but
about
that's
next?
That's not evolution.
Yes, it is. Give me a definition of evolution.
Well, let's start with what do you believe is your scientific definition of evolution? And I'll explain
the process
to you
by which allele frequencies change generation by generation.
Okay, I will accept that, but you understand that is not how evolution is taught in most academic circles.
There are implications.
They would argue that man evolved from sea creatures that found their way to Earth or found their way to land.
Yeah, we know that
and
too.
So forth. Okay, not man.
Yeah.
The difference is the understanding that the point of view that differs from you is that man was created separately.
Yep, and there's no evidence
of
that.
And you do not,
whereas science has nothing but evidence.
So when we reach the limits of our realm of space, time, and matter, which is what limits humans' ability to pursue the creation of the universe, it doesn't matter if you are following an atheistic or agnostic approach, or if you are following a creationist approach. Even
this has nothing to do with whether or not evolution is true, by the way.
If actually
evolution is a scientific question, which means you have to, which means whether or not it's true depends on the evidence. Not, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Some Ray Kurzweil singularity horse shit that has nothing to do with anything.
See, there you go with your insulting again. And
there
I'm not
you go with your incoherent ramblings about absolutely nothing.
Not,
if humans evolved and we came from the oceans, then necessarily have to share genes
and you can
with
me,
life
but
in
I
the oceans.
Mute you.
And we do.
And you're wrong. And I'm not going to engage with a person whose whole motive
Yeah, that's great, Brian. So I'm wrong. Okay. I know that he left. Okay. Well, I already explained it. So there we go. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.